Hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
Good morning, Treasure Valley.
Well, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter has been open since the beginning of February now. We are in need of pretty much everything you use in your day-to-day life, times about 500.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, First Miller, and the generous people of Treasure Valley for keeping the rescue mission lights on and helping us through the summer here.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, I want to say this, and I mean this sincerely. In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, K. Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. Phone numbers, you know them, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Joining us now, our great friend, a real American hero, Colonel Oliver North. Colonel North, good to have you with us here.
Kevin, good to be with you. How's the weather in Idaho today?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, you always love Idaho. You always speak so graciously of it. It's our pleasure to have you here.
Well, I love the place. And, of course, Steve Sims, a U.S. Senator from Idaho for years, on the board of my Freedom Alliance and a former Marine. So how could you go wrong? Idaho Marines, can't beat it.
Colonel North, a few things. Number one, if you could tell us about your new project, Counterfeit Lies, and your thoughts on the Bo Bergdahl situation.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect that it was going to be linked when I started the book, but this book has defectors in it. It has hostages in it. It has government lying in it. It has a hostage situation gone completely awry and upside down. The political intrigue of Washington, Iranian nuclear weapons, terrorists operating in the United States, allies that are uncertain about what's going to go on. Sound familiar? I mean, it is a novel. Although one of my dear friends who started a review on it called me up this morning and said, "Hey, by the way, did you notice that this book does not have the disclaimer in the front that any relationship between current events and real people is coincidental?" I don't know. I'm going to call the publisher if they ever wake up over here.
Well, that is good to know. Back to Bergdahl, what are your thoughts?
Well, look, I know I'm talking to some of his neighbors out there right now. I was involved early on in this. I don't think Bo Bergdahl is getting justice. I don't think the American people are either. Here's what I know. The people who held Bo Bergdahl were not the Taliban. They were the Haqqani Network. The Haqqani Network is a criminal enterprise that for centuries along the AFPAC border has been grabbing people and stealing things and killing people and ransoming people. And all they wanted early on in this was money. How five terrorists, the top of the Taliban, could get insinuated into this is beyond me, because it was not the idea of those who held Bergdahl. There's a story in this morning's, up on this morning news that a New York Times correspondent, David Rode, they wanted the same thing for him. They wanted money. Now, I would like to know, one, was money paid, and if so, to whom? Number two, was it paid to the Haqqanis, and they were now funding a terrorist network? Number three, where is a senior United States Army general who will stand up on his hind feet and convene an Article 32 investigation, which is the military equivalent of a grand jury? That's the only way to get justice for Bo Bergdahl or to Bo Bergdahl. I mean, we cannot go on like this with nothing except speculation up in the media. I mean, he deserves better. We deserve better. And so there's two components to this: a real investigation as to how the transaction went down, what was the price paid, who demanded these five people to be insinuated into it, and why was it done? You know, Kerry's lying when he says nothing bad's going to happen. These are leaders in the Taliban. They're not going to strap body bombs on, drive a truck through full of explosives into a U.S. military compound. They're going to send young kids who've been taught to hate, to kill, and to kill themselves to do that. And that's what's going to happen because of this transaction. But Bo Bergdahl will never get justice. We will never have justice unless they convene that Article 32 investigation.
Colonel North with us here at 580 KIDO. So many things to ask you, but did you ever think that you're going to be you would ever become a .com and a best-selling author, not only of nonfiction, but fiction?
Look, I've had a very exciting life. I've been shot at and hit, and I know what it's like to shoot back at other people. I don't have to make it up like a lot of people write about it. Bob Hamer, the co-author of this with me, same thing with him in the FBI and the Marines. And so somebody asked me the other day, why do you work so hard? When do you sleep? I said, well, I sleep on airplanes, so it depends on how long the flight is. And number two, I work hard because I have a lovely wife, 4 beautiful children, and 14 grandchildren, and a mortgage. So you got to, right? I mean, you can't just sit back and nobody pays me to love my wife. I got to work.
Colonel North, for a lot of people that don't remember your courageous stance during the Iran-Contra hearings and everything else, do you ever look back on those days? I can remember defending you even then, and just what a statement it was that you stood up for America way back then.
No, I was raised that way. My dad was what if Tom Brokaw would have called the greatest generation. My mom and dad were. I learned a lot from them. I learned how to fight the good fight. I knew how to finish the race. I learned how to keep the faith. And I tell people that the motto of the United States Marine Corps, Latin, Semper Fidelis, means always faithful. It's not just a military slogan. It is a way of life. So I didn't have any trouble going to that committee hearing. People say, well, you didn't even look upset. By that time, I had been shot at a lot. They were shooting real bullets. The guys up there in the raised dais, the Roman emperors, or the members of Congress up there in the dais, they were shooting blanks. And most of them, with the exception of maybe Inouye and a handful of others like Henry Hyde, didn't even know what it was like to serve. I did.
Colonel North, what about President Reagan, and what would he think of the world that we live in today, sir?
If we had President Reagan around, we wouldn't have the world we've got today. Let me just tell you, this administration has done more to damage the office of the presidency than anything that's ever happened, not just in my lifetime, but going all the way back to George Washington. The credibility of the United States has been wrecked by these guys. It will take decades to recover it. Jimmy Carter was president for 4 years, and it took Ronald Reagan 8 years to start to begin the recovery. And we've now had the wreckage of what will soon be 8 years, I hope. It'll be over. We'll find our way of hiring a new commander-in-chief. Hopefully we'll get a Senate in this next election that will give us at least a break on what Harry Reid is doing to simply play complicit actor in all of this. We need some real leadership in Washington. We're not getting it. The country is worse for it. And that's why stories that like are in counterfeit lies are so awesomely authentic. It's because this presidency has been so bad.
Our great friend and American hero, Colonel Oliver North, with us, Counterfeit Lies, his new book. We'll have a link to it on our website, Great Father's Day Gift. What about the role of fathers in our society today, sir?
Well, look, I believe it's probably one of the most important things that anybody could ever do. It's more important than your career, more important than the fun you can have. And I look at it today as the most important thing I can do is be a role model to my kids, my son, my sons-in-law, my 9 grandsons. And yes, I love my granddaughters dearly. Don't get me wrong. They got granddad wrapped around their little finger. But I give each one of my grandkids, when they turn 13, and this is in one of my other novels, I give them a shotgun, a 20-gauge, a Bible, and a compass, and a note that says if you learn to use all three, and it has to be all three, you'll never be hungry, you'll never be lost, and you need fear nothing. But you have to learn to use all three. If I can show them how that's turned out in my life, then I'll have done my job as a role model.
Colonel North, final thought to people that are struggling right now, words of encouragement who has faced the enemy, both foreign and domestic.
Look, the oath that we took means foreign and domestic. In America, we don't do it with bullets like the Ukraine and Russia and China and Tiananmen Square. We just had the 25th anniversary of that. We do it at the ballot box. And so my encouragement to the American people is, if things are not right with you, you have got to go to the polls and cast a ballot. Not bombs, not bullets, ballots. And we're going to have a chance to do that here in November. And I hope the American people realize that means you got to have a Senate that's certainly better led than by Harry Reid. And that means you got to have a House of Representatives with enough votes to be able to stop some of this executive abuse. It's not executive power. It's executive abuse coming from the Obama White House.
Well, Colonel North, we appreciate it. Counterfeit Lives will be on our website, and we thank you for your service and for making time and your great stories on Fox.
Well, I appreciate the chance to be with you again, brother. I look forward to being back out in Idaho.
Thank you. Take care, sir.
Love you, brother. Thanks. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. There we have it, our interview with Ollie North yesterday. I do appreciate that. By the way, I do want to urge you to check out our Twitter feed at 580KIDO or our 27 Facebook accounts. Kevin Miller with you here. We want to thank you for Miller's mission accomplished. Thanks to your generosity and giving, you've made a difference in the lives of those who live at the Valley Women and Children's Shelter and the Lighthouse. Together, we raised $2,516.73, which, from my friend Jason here at the Rescue Mission, has told me that's over 1,200 meals for folks at the mission. Over 279 pounds of food were donated, of goods were donated. Hey, folks, that's a lot of diapers. And we always talk about, you know, how did this compare to our November campaign? And here's what we did in November. And this is the Fairview Walmart. We raised $2,674.46, 119 turkeys, almost 1,300 pounds of food, toiletries, diapers, et cetera. But remember, that's a lot of turkeys. And this time around, almost 300 pounds. That's a lot of diapers. And as I said before, we want to thank the Boise Rescue Mission for allowing us to be a part of their lives. You know, these folks do so much, and I'm personally inspired by them. And whenever I've felt down, whenever I felt, oh, no, Kevin Miller, I look at the staff, the volunteers, the clients there, and it has turned my life around, and they continue to do that. So I want to thank them for letting us be a part of it. Certainly our friends at Airstream Adventures Northwest, Team Mazda Subaru, that put their money behind this and said, we believe in this cause, we believe in you. And to the folks at Walmart on Garrity, thanks for putting up with us. I know it's kind of crazy that we got to move the hot dog stand. And for those of you that didn't know what went on behind the scenes, literally Jim from Star shows up and Tom Dale to move in the Airstream. And the funniest thing that I'll remember from that that campaign is Jim from Star with his pickup truck driving around with the Dr. Pepper hot dog stand. And I thought, boy, he's on his way to Ontario. We'll never see him again. But big ups to all of you that made a difference. And that's how we differentiate ourselves. Sure, it's great to talk about politics. It's great to say you're part of the community or you talk about the community. We want to be in the community. And thank you for those of you that stopped by, those of you that hung out, Terry from State College, PA, Tea Party Bob with his Slurpees. It was a good time. So thank you all. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. That's a great thing you're doing with the Boise Rescue Mission. I appreciate it.
You know, Kevin, I'd just like to personally thank you for all you do. I think the Treasure Valley owes you a great debt of gratitude.
You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission. With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's mission.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up, but... And good morning, 580KIDO. Thank you all. And by the way, details and our great friend Diana Searcy, she's on the cover of the website today, along with Big Mike from yesterday. Over $2,500 raised. That's over 1,200 meals for the rescue mission for the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. It goes to the West Valley and, of course, the Lighthouse for Men. Kevin Miller with you here, rolling right along on a Tuesday at 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580KIDO. A lot of big news on Capitol Hill concerning Bo Bergdahl. We've got Michelle Bachmann, who's getting ready to leave, had this to say.
People were wondering why Congress wasn't consulted, but they were also very concerned about the terms and also what the future vulnerabilities are of American soldiers and American diplomats and Americans in general.
There we have it. Also, here's something else. You have a Democrat, Jan Schakowsky, is happy with what the president did.
I am so grateful to this administration for following through on what we all believe, that we leave no soldier behind.
And there we have it at 580 KIDO. Coming up, Diane Sawyer, talks a little bit about Hillary Clinton last night. I don't know if you saw it, but the question that I have for you, has the rhetoric become too intense, too demonizing when we're looking at Sergeant Bergdahl? By the way, school is out, but some Idaho campuses are already gearing up for campus carry. How does one gear up for campus carry, concealed carry? That's an interesting question. Let's take a listen to this report from Channel 7 here at 580KIDO.
Past spring, it allows retired officers and those with an enhanced carry permit to carry guns on parts of campus. But while some schools say it's a change that will cost millions, others say it won't change much at all.
I don't think you'll notice a whole lot as you walk around campus.
But at BSU, you will see more officers. They're planning to nearly double their campus security, and eventually they'll be armed as well.
We're going to start down the road, it looks like, of trying to arm our security force as well, which a lot of universities have. We just have never gone down that road. That's not going to, if it happens, it'll take probably 3 years before we even have the training done.
They'll also be adding signs and monitoring venues where guns will be banned. Those measures could include metal detectors at football games or wands at concerts.
You know, it's interesting that that we have the universities that are still upset, still disappointed that campus carry passed. It's unfortunate that we had a opinion writer from the Idaho Statesman incorrectly say that now people will misinterpret the law and they'll carry handguns to football games. I'm sure there have been a lot of bad guys that have carried handguns to football games, but that's nowhere near what we're talking about with this bill. And we're going to put up signs. Do we think that people that own guns are stupid? Patriot Ray, 580KIDO. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for personally coming by and for personally donating last week at the Walmart on Garrity. That meant a lot to me. And by the way, I don't want to rain on your parade, but your personal donation inspired me to ante up as well. And I want to let you know and everybody know that your giving inspired me.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're a giver all the time, whatever. I mean, whether it's the animals or the people, so thank you.
Well, you know, we try, we do, we can. We don't have a lot, but we try to give where we can. We love the people of Idaho. We know that the shelters are just doing a fantastic job, whether it's the shelters for the people or the shelters for the animal. They're trying. And that's the important part. You know, if the government would get out of our business, we could get a lot more done. The churches could get a lot more done. But the reason I called in, Kev, is you know that one clip you played where the lady said that, I don't know who she was, but she made the statement that she's so proud of this president for not leaving a soldier behind. Unless it's a diplomat in Benghazi and the soldier's there that got killed, I guess he doesn't. But he's sure willing to let our enemy go. This president has done more to destroy the United States of America than any other president. Now we've got kids coming in that he's wanting to grant amnesty to them. And this is ridiculous. We are a country becoming a country of takers, not a country of givers like we used to be. And I feel so sad. My father taught me to give because we've been blessed with so much. And my son's a giver. My daughters are givers. They try to do what they can. None of us are making a great deal of money, but we are trying to do our best to help our fellow man and to put the word out there that America is being destroyed by a president who doesn't love America. You can just see it in his eyes when he goes out there, plays golf more than he is ever in the White House.
Well, you know, and then, you know, well, you got him playing with the dumbbells. You got him hanging out with the girls, whatever team that was at the White House, and somebody tripped and trending now, falling for Obama. Hey, Putin isn't falling for Obama, everybody.
Oh, boy, it seems like everybody is. We're falling for his rhetoric and his destruction of this country. But, Kevin, you stay fired up. I've got to help some people this weekend, so I probably won't be in. I wanted to, but I promised I'd help some people do some stuff. So,
well, we'll miss
you. I love you, brother.
I love you.
Take care, and we will be back in. But you just keep the good news out there because there's a lot of good to be grateful for. We've got so many loving people in this state. And this state has got to stay strong. We cannot fail here. You just keep fired up. We love you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Patriot Ray. We love you, too. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It might seem crazy what I'm about in English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. That's a great thing you're doing with the Boise Rescue Mission. I appreciate it. You know, Kevin, I'd just like to personally thank you for all you do. I think the Treasure Valley owes you a great debt of gratitude.
You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission. With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's mission.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up, but... And thank you for joining us. We're all happy, happy today. Over $2,500 raised, over 1,200 meals for the folks at the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. The Lighthouse, you made a difference. And, you know, I don't know if we're believing our hype or not here, but just talking to our friend Jason from the Rescue Mission moments ago, perhaps this is something that we'll do not only every summer, but some type of a campaign during the summer months. As many of you know that listened last week or have been with us for a while, the Rescue Missions need your help in the summer now more than ever. And they're kind of like the retail business where everybody gives in the fall, but not so much in the summer. Kevin Miller with you here, 580-KIDO, phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Yesterday was a big day on Capitol Hill concerning Idaho's Bo Bergdahl.
I think it's safe to say on both the Republican and Democrat side, people were extremely disappointed. They were underwhelmed at what was put forward. And also, I think there was a sense of anger that members of Congress didn't know about this.
Members of Congress didn't know, but get this, over 80 to 90 members of the administration knew about this. That's right. Knew about this. Knew about the Bergdahl release. And oh, by the way, did anybody catch Hillary Clinton last night with Diane Sawyer?
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
Well, if you have no reason to remember, but we came out of the White House not only dead broke but in debt. We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to, you know, piece together the resources for mortgages, for houses, for Chelsea's education. You know, it was not easy.
So there we have the bachelorette Hillary Clinton. Now, here's something that's kind of funny, that Hillary Clinton talks about being dead broke, but, and thanks to our friend at Matt Drudge for this, because those of us that are getting up there in age, remember this, Hillary Clinton got an $8 million book deal advance before leaving the White House, before leaving D.C., and remember that Hillary Clinton was already running for the Senate even before her husband got out of the White House. And remember, the Clintons were always obsessed with money. Remember the commodities deal? But listen to this one more time here at 580 KIDO.
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
Well, if you have no reason to remember, but we came out of the White House not only dead broke but in debt. We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to, man, you know, piece together the resources for mortgages, for houses, for Chelsea's education. You know, it was not easy.
Wow, if only that were not easy for the rest of us. I digress. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. The rhetoric on talk radio and across the news channels continues, and Idaho a little different than the rest of the nation, but we always value your opinion. Has the rhetoric gotten too crazy concerning Bo Bergdahl, saying that he practiced jihad against his troops? Now, let's face it, the method that he left is not honorable. But on the other hand, what happens And I know, here you go, Kevin Miller. Oh, dear Kevin Miller, you're going to talk about the Duke lacrosse case again. Just for a few seconds here at 580KIDO, because that was really media malpractice. And I believe that those kids did it originally. I believe that these these rich white kids of privilege had assaulted this black stripper. And in fact, that wasn't the case. In fact, thankfully, they had a bunch of money to defend themselves. What would have happened if it had been you or me? Well, we'd be in the pokey for a crime we didn't commit. And I think that's the same thing that's happening to Bo Bergdahl. He may be a lot of things, but let's face it. How many PFCs know how to use a cell phone and turn it into an IED? I don't recall that, but then again, when I was a private first class after like 7 years in the military, not kidding, no embellishing, we didn't have cell phones. But is that really in the basic infantryman's training schedule? No, of course not. Okay, so that's ridiculous. What happens if he's innocent of a lot of these things? And then you have people saying, well, what about the responsibilities of his unit? A lot going on here. We'll get back to that. But have we gone too far? Has the media gone too far in trying Bo Bergdahl? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. One issue we didn't get to, and we started, is the concealed carry bill, and a lot of universities are getting ready to make sure that their campuses are safe. Let's face it, I think that the campuses are going to be a lot safer with the guns than without them. What do you think?
You have to like look at all of our different venues and come up with the best way and the most convenient way and the safest way and sometimes the quick way while also being conscious of what the goal is to kind of get folks into the facility.
BSU says the cost will be about $500,000 up front, then nearly $1 million each year. But the University of Idaho was addressing the new law much differently. Their task force talked with other states that passed similar laws.
Their experience has been that they haven't seen an increase in weapons-related incidents, or they didn't experience a negative impact on safety on their campuses.
The University of Idaho currently has about 15 security officers and is not planning on adding any more. They're also not planning to change security measures at venues either. They say they will add signs, but say the only real cost will be possibly adding to their surveillance system campus-wide.
We do not have a robust capability, and we're very interested in getting a little bit more of the capability there to have eyes on, so that in the event of any kind of incident, that we can get our eyes on it quickly.
And thank you, Karen Zaklak from Channel 7. But at 580KIDO, and look, we love having all the folks on from law enforcement because they do such a great job. But realistically, honestly, when something goes down, who's the biggest deterrent? What is the biggest deterrent? Now, it's funny. Remember when this campus carry bill was debated, we had people saying, well, I just have to call my cell phone. The police will be here in 20 seconds. That doesn't work. That doesn't work at 580KIDO. I remember, look, when my house was burning down, literally, the Meridian Department, fire department's like a quarter mile away from my house. But the dispatcher couldn't really understand what I was saying. Now, I'm sure he's a nice man and all, but when you're out of breath and you're saying my house is burning down, I'm at 4137 West Brenda Lane, which I don't live there anymore. I need you to get here. Now, if I had waited for them, I would have had to get my dogs, Bama and Carolina, gotten the car and gotten them to safety. Well, what did I do? I put the fire out myself as the neighbors stood there literally like bumps on the log and watched me. Unfortunately, that seems to happen when there's a crime being committed. Unless you are empowered. Unless you are empowered when it comes to protecting yourself. And what the universities are missing, what people that are against the concealed carry, campus carry bill are missing, is that we need to empower ourselves to protect ourselves. And that's what this bill is about, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That's what we need to do. And I love this. Well, it's going to cost us more money. No, it isn't. It's not going to cost us more money. It's going to save money. It's going to save lives. And why do these folks have to gear up for anything? To me, it's anti-Second Amendment propaganda. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you for joining us.
In the middle of Afghanistan, on the farthest front lines you could be on, to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor and distinction?
It's saying that that's honorable? Saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable.
Seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every and that goes for every service member.
Yeah. Not even us or his company, every single person that was in the military.
What do you make of these reports?
There you have it. Megyn Kelly talking to the unit that served with Bo Bergdahl.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living. And it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
What doesn't kill you makes you tougher, but you have the unit coming out and speaking. I still wonder where everybody was during Bo's captivity and just the rhetoric, the overheated rhetoric that is going on and on and on about Mr. Bergdahl, what he did, what he didn't do. Does anybody really know? And I think coming up this week, we're going to check in with our intelligence folks. We'll talk to Mike Baker. We'll talk to Kerry Patton and get their thoughts, because we rely on them to keep you informed, to keep us informed. We always try and give you the best newsmakers. And they've been to those countries. They understand what people are facing. Now, yesterday in Congress, you had people going back and forth concerning whether or not the administration broke the law. Here's the skinny on this, and maybe you can help me with it. Remember that old song, one little, two little, three little? And maybe we should just start with one little, two little, three little laws that have been broken. And I suppose we could start with Fast and Furious. I guess we could start with the IRS, the NSA. You've got thousands of people from, like, little kids from Central America, from Guatemala. Somehow they found their way to Arizona, and they're being housed in these former military bases, these kids that are here illegally. And you have the president calling this a humanitarian crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis, everyone. And urging people to give them lawyers. And you have this judge who basically says that the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, is simply refusing not to enforce the border laws. How does that happen? Mike in Eagle, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Not bad. Good to have you with us. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you. I haven't listened the last couple of days, so this may be redundant, but I know maybe it's a far out right wingy perspective, but why haven't impeachment proceedings started for Obama? I can't understand it, how he gets away with what he has gotten away with. Are the Republicans so totally impotent that they can't? I don't understand it.
Well, look at it this way. We've got all these folks coming here illegally, and the Republicans are pushing for amnesty. Mike, not to cut you off, and I'll just shut up here, but I don't get it.
What I don't understand is just this last, I mean, of all the other acts that he's done are just ridiculous, from Benghazi to everything, where his primary responsibility is the safety and security of Americans. That to me, is the primary responsibility of a president. He completely was derelict in that responsibility in Benghazi. And in this instance, not only is he derelict, but he's intentionally aiding and abetting the enemy in the middle of a war, or maybe not the middle, the end, whatever they want to say. We are still at war, and even if it ends in Afghanistan, the worldwide war from terrorism is not ending. And like yesterday's incident in Pakistan, the Taliban was responsible for that. That wasn't in Afghanistan. What does it have to do whether or not the war in Afghanistan ends? The Taliban is not just fighting singly in Afghanistan to release. It's like capturing Hitler in World War II, and in the middle of the war deciding, well, I'm going to let him back because he's not going to threat any American lives. I mean, we're still at war, sure, but, you know. I mean, it's just how he gets away with what he has done. I just don't understand it. It's almost like the rest of it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, we're here for you, Mike. We'll help you get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care. Appreciate it. 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Great point by Mike and Eagle. Hey, man, what's the deal? How many laws have to be broken before somebody notices besides you, me, and Timmy? Oh, goodness. Serving Emmett, Idaho.